Okay, this is the time and place for our regularly scheduled monthly meeting. Again, welcome everybody. This is the status conference again for the Rangan petition for delivery call. And there are some things that have happened since our last meeting, and I'm trying to recall them myself, but do we have a scheduling order out now?
Yes.
And did it look acceptable to everybody based on the agreements between the parties?
Yes, I did forget to add one deadline though on there, which we emailed and agreed, which is expert witness disclosures, June 29th. I think it's the last Friday in June, whatever date that is.
Right, and that's just a disclosure of names. I mean, that's...
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
You're not asking for the order to be amended then?
No, I just thought it was, you know, make sure we all were on the same page.
Okay, good. Other discussions you want to have about scheduling, and maybe we'll have some at the end based on the presentation. I suspect we want to talk a little more, but any further on that subject?
I don't think so, Director. We contemplate rolling out that IDWR will adopt 2.0 in July, and you know, if that happens and we roll, if that doesn't happen, then I guess we get together and talk about it.
Well, maybe that's a springboard, Rick, for a discussion about where you're at.
Okay. You have the Gantt chart and the punch list, and as time has gone on, they've kind of merged. So maybe if you want to follow the punch list, I think it has a little more detail. Let's just start by saying that the model calibration exercise and the validation are both done. So in the last modeling committee meeting, there was a recommendation by committee members to enhance our statistical analysis to demonstrate the fit of the calibration and validation data. And then in our meeting last time, I mentioned that Dr. Maxine Dakins had been retained by the department to give us recommendations for a statistical approach to follow for an analysis of that data. And there were a lot of questions about that, but we submitted a portion of the scope of work for her contract, or her scope of work. It was a portion of a larger contract for everyone to review. And then recently, I think yesterday, I sent out to the committee a report that she prepared. It's called the Statistical Evaluation of the ESPAM 2 Model. So that report gives recommendations of a statistical approach that we should follow in evaluating the data. And Alan Wiley is in the process of preparing a statistical analysis that he will present to the committee this Friday. So using her recommendations, he's going to present the statistical analysis, show the fit of this validation and calibration data. So I think that'll improve the confidence in our report, in the data, and in the model. And I meant the final report that we publish when we finish the model. So any questions on that piece there, the statistics? Okay. We're up to 27 predictive uncertainty runs that have been completed. I think we were in the range of 16 last time, so we've got 11 more. One just finished today, so a summary of all that work will be presented on Friday to the committee.
Any anomalies?
You know, not really. We did find a small mistake that we'd made in an earlier run by, you know, preparing a run on the same reach, the impact on the same reach from a different water district, and we found a mistake that we'd made, so we went back and fixed the earlier run. So the fit, or the uncertainty analysis has a closer fit. I think everyone will be happier with that.
Rick, did you say run or runs?
So we have 27 runs.
You said there was an anomaly or a mistake in one of them?
One run. So we went back and fixed that once we realized there was a mistake. So it wasn't a big deal, but, you know, it improves that range that's reported with the results. Makes it tighter. The big thing that we're doing right now and involved in is the comparison of results of a curtailment analysis using version 1.1 with version 2.
So are we on the punch list now, Rick?
Well, yeah. So we're, that's kind of like two-thirds of the way down, right after predictive uncertainty. We sent out a work plan for that. It was approved by the committee. We just finished some comparison runs, and we're evaluating that right now. And we're kind of scrambling to get it all ready to present to the committee on Friday. So there's a lot there, a lot of model data, model output data to review. And so I expect a big part of the meeting, maybe an hour and a half at least, will be spent on that item. Last week we held a training on how to, what steps or procedures that you go through to run a curtailment analysis, and that training was held last Friday. So, and I think everyone might have got a little bit of a taste of what's coming up with this comparison of version 1.1 with version 2, because that's a curtailment analysis. So they'll be kind of primed already.
You say everybody got a taste of what in the training?
So in the training, it was how to run a curtailment analysis, and then this item that we're working on is a comparison of curtailment with the earlier model and with the later model, or with the model we're trying to finish. So I think the big thing then towards the end of the meeting, we'll get into the discussion whether to adopt ESPAM version 2 for use by the department. So by the end of the meeting, I think we'll be ready to have that discussion.
With what you discussed last week, Rick, were there written procedures outlined for doing curtailments?
Well, there was a work plan, so yes, okay. I would have those procedures.
And that was distributed to all the experts at that Friday?
They got it out. We sent that out March 23rd. Okay. So they had plenty of time to, you know, prepare themselves. Then there's a PowerPoint I think the meeting was done on GoToMeeting also, so that's taped or recorded. So there's all those materials that they can use to refresh themselves, you know, as they want when they try to do it themselves. So I think that's everything I had. That there's on the Gantt chart, the very bottom lower right corner, instead of reports, that should be report. So with this comparison, there's an actual report for everyone to review, and it'll have all the model output data. And so we haven't sent that out yet. We hope to get it out today or tomorrow ahead of the meeting.
That report is related to the comparison.
Yes.
Questions of Rick? We're getting closer to a self-imposed deadline for completion. Seems to me it's a topic of discussion here, or should be. Rick, what do you anticipate coming out of the modeling committee?
Well, it's hard to say exactly what everyone, you know, what their issues will be, but I'm hoping that the committee will endorse use of the model. So with that, you know, the department, and there'll be some concerns or some, you know, some issues raised by some of the members. There's always things you don't expect, but with that, you know, the notes from what is said, you know, that I assume that the department will meet, go over all of that, and have our own discussion. Are we ready? And let the parties know.
What do you do with objections from experts? I mean, are you going to adopt the model if you think it's right, or if you think if some experts object to it, what does the department expect to do with those objections? And what could delay rollout of the model?
I think based upon what the committee ends up deciding, the department takes some time to consider it. But again, as we've talked previously, I don't anticipate there's going to be an order adopting the model. I'm sure the parties here in this proceeding will identify the concerns that they have in the preceding action, but I don't think there's going to be an official statement with regards to an order with regards to adopting the model. Unless you see it otherwise, Director. I'm sorry if I jumped in front of you.
I guess the concern I have in issuing an order to adopting the model is that suddenly there's an action on the part of the department or the director that may set in motion some sort of procedural process that I think might be premature. And you know, I hate to see a challenge to the model going up before we've even had the model applied, you know, to a set of facts. And I haven't seen an order issued in any of the previous models that are out there, so I don't anticipate issuing an order related to it. I think what we probably have is an endorsement by the modeling committee that's been developing this model, that the preparation of the model is complete.
Well, and isn't the issue whether that tool is complete and how to use the tool? And then this case is about how you apply the tool, or whether what does the tool show, or how valid is it, or whatever. And isn't that the issue for experts to then present in the application of the tool to an factual scenario? That's what I was understanding.
Good point. Rangan has to know, you may not have an official, okay, 2.0 is adopted, but remember that we file our call under 2.0, and you know the whole purpose of all these meetings was to say, you know, you can move forward on your call, but not under 2.0 until we say so. So we need to understand at some point in time, at least, Rangan, you now have the ability to move forward in this case under 2.0. We'll have to have at least that kind of recognition to know what we're doing.
Well, that can be done through a scheduling order. The department could issue a scheduling order saying that the committee is adopted.
Well, there is a scheduling order.
I understand that, Fritz, but the department could issue a subsequent order saying that based upon the adoption of the modeling committee of version 2.0, the issue is ripe for hearing.
And we're going to have that at some point in time.
Well, maybe it can take the form of something that's interlocutory, and I think that's maybe what you're suggesting.
Exactly.
You know, it's incorporated or folded into the hearing process. It's not a standalone order. I think that's what I'm most concerned about in the discussion, is we don't have some final order of the director that's sitting out there that somebody feels like they need to act on.
And the way that we did it previously was stating that all matters would be subsumed for hearing. And you could do it that way and not run the risk of something getting splintered off, which is a very real risk. Mm-hmm. We don't want that thing.
No. So you would contemplate an order that basically just acknowledges that the Hydrologic Committee has completed its work on the model 2.0 and that it's done, basically. And then the question of how it's used applied to facts is what will go to hearing specifically. If it's used applied and all that kind of stuff, I guess. You know, that is open for hearing here.
I think we need to consider that some more, but I would anticipate something along the lines based upon the conversation.
Okay.
But the interlocutory.
I don't think we much care at the form of the order. We just want to know, you know, now we can proceed under 2.0.
Or it's a tool
subject
that's been
to
completed.
Objections, subsequent expert testimony, etc.
Rick, do you have another modeling committee meeting scheduled for July yet?
No.
I just wasn't sure whether we'd be in a position after this committee meeting to move forward with what we're talking about, or whether we're anticipating that there might be some additional rumination and digestion for the committee on last look.
Yeah, I thought about that possibility if something said that, you know, leads us to not being able to get a final vote. And so I would then recommend a meeting in July, and whether, if we couldn't all meet in person, do it by a GoToMeeting or something like that, where I could get a vote, you know, based on what was said over the phone.
Well, if that's the case, I'd like to get that part of it done by mid-July if they need to come back.
Okay.
So that we can do our work and whatever needs to be done by the end of. And I think that then would be consistent with the timetable that we've been talking about. So would that be agreeable with everybody? We talked about rollout towards the end of July.
Director, I thought a good procedure might be that if you entered some sort of interlocutory order acknowledging approval of 2.0 by the committee, at least, and that we can move forward. That there would probably not be a need for a monthly hearing in July. If you didn't roll out that order, then we'd probably have to have a meeting to discuss why or where we are, those kinds of things.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to do is set a timetable so that Rick, with some contingency, so that he can move with the modeling committee. We don't dictate to them necessarily that they have to finalize whatever this meeting on Friday. Give them some space, but also tell them that based on the information we have here, we don't see a reason why they can't move forward.
Okay.
And then have whatever the department issues completed by the end of July. Now, that would delay, I guess, any July meeting, given the schedule that we have, if that's actually what happens. So
maybe we should anticipate the department issuing that order in July and schedule some sort of meeting maybe for early August, in case it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that would be fine. I know I'm going the 5th through the 12th, the week of that. After that, I think we'd be fine. Schedule next week.
I guess the idea would be that we wouldn't have it if, in fact, the order comes out by July 31st.
Okay. Well, and just thinking about this order, it might be a thought to maybe it would be an idea to do like a notice to something. I do think an order could be. Anyway, just throwing that out there, that maybe some sort of a notice that the committee's taken action or something that we have, so we have a record in the case that something's occurred, but it's a thought.
We don't really care. I don't think we care about
other
the
than
form
an order.
Of anything, as long as we know we're rolling down this case with 2.0, whatever, notice, interlocutory order, whatever.
Okay.
You know?
And we need to consider internally, and I don't know that it needs to be a subject for discussion in this meeting, but we need to consider internally what it means to the larger world as well.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
There is
notice.
I'm mean, I want everybody to know that during the last couple of days at the water user seminar, I told them that it appeared that the model would be in use, but there will be a lot of questions about, well, in what way, and should we be using it for purposes outside of the Rangan contested case, and is there a simple light spreadsheet version of it? Mm-hmm. Should we be using that for applications for transfer? I mean, all of those kinds of questions will be out there. So we need to internally think about what we do as well. But it probably isn't a subject, but I think it relates to your question.
Yeah, I'm just thinking.
Because we need to do something from a standpoint of public disclosure, and maybe
we could just have the committee issue it, just some type of notice from the committee saying that the model is sufficiently complete. You're not asking the committee itself to actually say how or why, if they like it or anything like that, but just you're asking the question, is it sufficiently complete, and then have them issue the it's complete, and then the department can then pick up Rangan's call. What don't you think?
I think that something needs to come from the department, because before today, you know, we've been told, you know, you can't go forward on your call under 2.0 until we sort of tell you so. So I think that the department's going to have to issue some kind of notice at any rate.
We'll think about how to do that. But at least with respect to this contested case, I think we've settled on some kind of interlocutory order that establishes what you want to establish. It sets the benchmark for going forward. So do we want to schedule a tentative date in August? And I suppose we could follow the same schedule we have.
Just the second.
What's it been? Third
Tuesday.
Third Tuesday. Everybody got a calendar up?
That'd be the 21st.
I don't know.
14th.
I'm not in charge of that.
21st.
We can back it up. If you want to make it earlier. I just know I'm gone again. I've got one of those for a week, week of the 5th. But other than that, I don't think I have any August commitments. I didn't come in prepared.
January, February.
When you want to set that, Director?
Well, we could do it the next week, which would be, what, the week of the 13th or
Monday? The 14th.
Probably the 14th, right? So we could set it that week if you want to, the 15th or one of those days.
My wife put it up on my calendar, keep open, but I don't know why. I'll have to override, I guess. That's dangerous.
Don't be bad.
21st is the third one, and we could just...
No, I think the 14th would be fine.
Oh, okay.
21st is worse, is what I was...
No, she has a vacation village on
there.
There
you go.
So. You want to go 10 o'clock on the 14th?
Is that Monday?
This Tuesday, I think.
14th and Tuesday?
I think so.
Yes.
It is.
Okay. All right, I think that's probably okay.
It'll roll out before then anyway. So
that's my guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is probably just a backstop, but I think we probably won't need to be here again unless you just enjoy it so much. Wayne and Joy keep coming, you know.
You took away our parking lot.
They've been disappearing. Okay, other things you want to talk about?
Wow. I think that's it. Everyone's just, we had just a happy little visit yesterday, and everyone's getting along real well, so.
Yeah, we decided it was very nice, have a very nice facility. It was interesting to see things, much easier to understand how things work when you see it on the ground.
That's right, there was a tour yesterday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Randy showed his face, and it was good.
Him and Fritz. had a good time.
Everybody in their hip boots.
We didn't.
No, you needed ballerina shoes to go walking on the same
trying to try and balance on the pipes.
We all made it up there, though. I was actually pretty surprised, and nobody got poison oak to my knowledge.
You might not know yet.
Maybe. Maybe it has some dormant period.
That's what that is.
I did find a tick, so...
I'm like...
Other places and did some measurements on the way out at some other sites, so you might have picked it up along there.
Yeah.
Well, y'all were back there in those Russian olives, and one of the guys said... Well, it was Joy. Joy said, you'll be covered in ticks by the time you get out of there.
Well, I didn't go into all those trees. I watched. Anyway.
All right,
thank
thanks
you
for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's a good thing.